The Department of Veterans Affairs released its most recent statistics on veteran suicide last week. It analyzed more than 55 million records from 1979 to 2014, and the findings are grim. In 2014, 20 veterans a day committed suicide in the U.S. It's a daily tragedy in this country that's been getting worse in recent years, not better.
Suicide rates are increasing across the nation in all populations, so not just in veterans, although they are increasing in veterans as well.
For a quick take on the new numbers, I spoke with Reggie Yates. He's the chair of United Arizona Veterans, 55 veteran services organizations that lobby on behalf of programs that help veterans and their families.
The number of deaths of veterans is just totally unacceptable to all of us. And we understand now, and we've always advocated for there to be a dialogue on suicide, to take the stigma out of a situation like that and openly talk about it. I think that's one of the things that has happened here in Arizona, is that we recognize veteran suicide particularly as a community issue, not just a veterans issue. It's a community issue. If you look at some of the stats across the state of Arizona, our older veterans seem to be more susceptible to suicide.
Yates is right. Most veterans are older. In 2014, about 65% of all the veterans who took their own lives were age 50 or older. But there's another story in the data, too. The rates of suicide among young veterans who served in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are also on the rise. And that's not the only surprising stat.
The VA found suicide rates among women veterans have also been rising quickly since 2001. In the VA analysis, female veterans were 2.5 times more likely to die by suicide than non-veterans. And women.
Megan McCarthy is the Deputy Director for Suicide Prevention at the Veterans Administration. She says they found the rate of suicide among veterans was 22% higher than it is in the civilian population. I spoke with McCarthy more about the findings of this study, and we started by breaking down these numbers by region. The VA found that Western states have the highest rates of suicide, and how the numbers here in Arizona compare to the rest of the country.
So in 2014, there were 259 veteran suicides in Arizona. 247 of those were male veterans, and 12 of them were female veterans. And the overall Arizona veteran suicide rate was 53.6 per 100,000. And as we talked about before, is true among all veterans, is also true in Arizona, that younger and middle-aged veterans had higher rates of suicide than did veterans age 55 and older. Why those suicide rates are higher in the West, I think there are likely many factors related to elevated rates in Western states.
Mm-hmm.
For example, differences may have to do with the availability of social support, with access to highly lethal means such as firearms, and to differences in other risk factors. And we absolutely need to do further work to understand these factors and differences better.
Right. And you mentioned how in the Western states, there's generally an easier access to firearms. And I know firearms are the number one way that veterans are committing suicide. So are there ways in which the VA can educate people on these things or educate lawmakers on these things?
Sure. So in Arizona, 73% of the suicides, the veteran suicides, were completed by firearm. And that compares to an overall national percentage of around 50%.
Wow.
And so VA is absolutely committed to educating communities and providers about safe storage of lethal means in a way that's, of course, consistent with all veterans' priorities and preferences and lifestyles.
One of the things I want to talk about is how the VA has been putting a lot of effort toward addressing this problem. It is an epidemic in a way. How do these numbers and how does having a handle on all of these sorts of intricacies of who it is who is committing suicide help you combat it?
So these state data sheets are a tool, of course, for VA and for states and local leaders to better understand the problem of veteran suicide in their communities. So they can use the information here to inform the development of targeted programs and outreach. For example, we were just talking a few moments ago that in Arizona, suicide rates among younger veterans are elevated. And so with that information, communities can begin to develop programs, if they haven't already, develop targeted programs that will specifically reach younger veterans who have those higher rates of suicide.
Generally, what kinds of efforts has the VA put into trying to take these numbers and apply tactics like that, like educating or connecting with providers who are local or connecting with local lawmakers or organizations who might be able to help lower these numbers?
VA is working hard every day to connect both at the national level and at the local community level with community organizations and healthcare providers in order to raise awareness about the issue, to educate them about the issue of veteran suicide, and to expand our network of local community providers who serve veterans to make sure that they get the care that they have earned.
Right, because a lot of this has to do with post-traumatic stress disorder and other things that are related to having served. The VA has a challenge on its hands, though, in trying to get veterans connected to those care providers. How does that system work now? Has it gotten better?
Yeah, VA is continuing to do great work and make great strides to improve access for veterans and to decrease their wait times in care, both in VA and in the community.
Dr. Megan McCarthy is the Deputy Director for Suicide Prevention with the VA. Dr. McCarthy, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Lauren.